The Epilepsy Foundation of Southeast Tennessee is hosting the 9th Annual Chocolate Fling on Sunday, April 24th at the Chattanoogan Hotel. The medical research company Origin will be at the Fling gathering data for Life Capsule, the world's largest biorepository. I'm speaking with Rita Moore from the Epilepsy Foundation and Kate Blanchard from Origin, who's on the phone from Boston. How is Origin related to the Epilepsy Foundation here in Chattanooga?
At Origin, one of the things we're trying to do is we're really trying to influence and change the future of medicine. One of the ways that we're doing that is we go all over the country working with foundations and also participating in events with people all over the country, and we ask them to participate in our company in a really unique way. What we do is we ask them to donate a very small amount of blood to our medical research. We're a biotech company, and we are building the largest biorepository of stem cells on the planet. And the way we do that is we go directly to consumers all over the place and ask them to get involved. One of the groups that are just really wonderful advocates of the kind of work that we're doing are foundations. Because we already have some really great relationships with other foundations around the country, the Epilepsy Foundation came to us and asked us if we'd be interested in working with them. We thought what they were doing and the kind of work that they were doing, they're very active in the community, they're very active with their patient populations, and we just thought it was a terrific opportunity to get involved with them. And in particular in this event, which is called the Chocolate Fling, which is coming up here April 24th. We thought the event was really great. It was would be a good opportunity for us to get involved with what they're doing. And then it also allowed us the opportunity to take blood samples at this event. And so that's what we're going to do. And that's kind of how we got started with them.
So in the biomed industry, I mean, you're taking samples of people that have conditions, illnesses, just people that are just fine and healthy, in collecting samples of all types?
Every single population of people you just mentioned, we take samples from. We are both looking for what the medical community calls healthy, normal people. But in our organization, of course, over the course of everyone's lives, not everyone is always healthy or normal. So what we're trying to do is get as many people as possible to contribute to what we call Life Capsule. It's the name of the biorepository. And then we also target certain types of diseases. In order to focus on those populations of people, we want to talk to patients directly. And we have found that one of the best ways of doing that is to partner with foundations like the Epilepsy Foundation. With their involvement, they can work with us to educate their patient population in what we're doing. And then we can also support some of the work that they're trying to do.
Rita Moore is here with us from the Epilepsy Foundation. And Rita, how did you connect with Origin?
Well, I had noticed them online, and I don't remember who it was, but a friend of mine mentioned that they had heard that they were trying to grow into this area. So it seemed like the perfect fit.
Now, when we talk about collecting data, and especially data related to a condition such as epilepsy, that may not necessarily be involved with a blood pathogen. I mean, this is a neurological issue.
It also can be genetic. So there's your tie-in with this DNA testing.
So looking through the samples that you get there at Origin, Kate, then you can look for markers specific to epilepsy or the DNA that may follow the families of epilepsy patients?
That's a really insightful connection to make about the kind of work that we're doing. At Origin, what we do is we focus on creating induced pluripotent stem cells out of blood samples. When we take these blood samples, we bring them back to our lab, and we actually process them and then are able to create stem cells from the blood sample. And as Rita just mentioned, because of how epilepsy can be partly genetic in nature, if that person has the genetic form of epilepsy, it'll carry through when we make their stem cells, and then it gives us opportunity to then study those cells outside of their body by just asking them for a very small donation of their blood.
So we're going to go to this Chocolate Fling. This is the 9th annual Chocolate Fling, and people are going to be enjoying themselves. And you're going to have, I tend to call them vampires, in the corner there looking for blood samples. That just sounds interesting.
Yeah, fortunately.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We get that a lot. But what I would have to say, and, you know, we're working really closely with Rita's team, too, is we try very hard to make this a very fun experience for people. We have very wonderful phlebotomists who are just amazing to work with. And then we also have people from our organization there to be able to share with everyone what we're doing and why we're asking them to do this. And then the whole process for actually donating the blood only takes a couple minutes. So from the time we collect a little information from them, they sit down in the chair, we draw the blood. We're just taking a very small amount, so it doesn't take very long at all. And it's a very clean and neat process.
And I will interject that the blood draw area is outside of the area where the food will be, just in case anyone was wondering.
Well, I just couldn't see, you know, chocolate cakes and pies and everything chocolate, and then this is going on. But it is good for scientific research. So when people go to the Chocolate Fling, not only are they supporting the Epilepsy Foundation, but they're also supporting further stem cell research with Origin.
And there's a connection with being able to test new therapies on blood samples rather than the live person.
Kate, are there medical leaps and bounds because of this research into epilepsy?
When we are able to participate in events like the Chocolate Fling and are able to collect samples from people who have diseases like epilepsy, what that allows us to do is really study the disease and provide the opportunity for people to study the disease in brand new ways that they've never been able to do before. So when you think about the leaps and bounds and the progress that medical research is taking, what we're doing at Origin around induced pluripotent stem cells gives researchers a new perspective by which to actually study human cells that have this disease. And that's really something brand new that people really have never been able to do before.
And one of the biggest challenges that people face when they're dealing with epilepsy on a personal level is that trial and error period with all these different medications. If a medication doesn't go well, it really doesn't go well usually. There will be side effects that just disable them. It's debilitating in their lives. And then when they have to wean off, it takes quite a bit of time. And it might not even take care of the seizure activity. It's great if we get to a point where we no longer have to put these people through this process. And that looks like it's a possibility on the horizon anyway.
Kate, what is Life Capsule and how are you building it?
Life Capsule is the world's largest uniformly consented blood cell biorepository on the planet today. The biorepository enables us to create cellular models that will help researchers kind of move away from the trial and error medicine that was mentioned earlier, allow them to essentially conduct small clinical trials on real human cells before you actually put a drug into a person. Really, in the end, create much more cost-effective drugs and treatments in the future.
Are you the stewards of this Life Capsule, or are you part of it with other organizations?
Origin is the steward of Life Capsule. It's a great way to put it. It's actually the core of what our business is. We go all over the country. We talk to thousands of people. Like this weekend alone, we're going to be at 8 simultaneous events talking to thousands of people and telling them how their contribution of just a small amount of blood can help advance medical research in some really important ways. So we're absolutely the stewards. It's what we live and breathe and what we do every day.
Rita, the Epilepsy Foundation hosting the 9th annual Chocolate Fling. That's April the 24th. Where will that be?
It will be held at the Chattanoogan Hotel.
I know you can purchase tickets. Is there a discount for any advanced ticketing, or is it all the same price?
Advanced purchases will be $5 cheaper per ticket than if you purchase at the door, but we can take your money at the door.
You can find those tickets at chocolatefling.com or by calling 634-1772. That's 423-634-1772. Now back to Boston for just a moment. Kate, any last words for us?
Rabbit, what I would like to say is Origin really is trying to advance the future of medicine by engaging anyone, everyone in what we're doing and what our mission is. So I just thank the Epilepsy Foundation so much, and I thank you for inviting us to come on today. And if anyone wants to learn more about how to get involved in what we're doing at Origin, please feel free to check out our website. It's www.origin.com, O-R-I-G, the number 3-N. And the last thing I'll mention is if other people in Tennessee would like to get involved with what we're doing, we're actually coming back to the area this coming June, and we're participating in the Riverbend Music Festival, which is happening in Chattanooga on June 10th through 17th. So we're really excited about that.
I've been speaking with Rita Moore from the Epilepsy Foundation of Southeast Tennessee and Kate Blanchard from Origin in Boston. The 9th Annual Chocolate Fling is Sunday, April 24th at the Chattanoogan. You will find links on our blog at wutc.org to learn more about Origin and the Epilepsy Foundation of Southeast Tennessee. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.